on time and under budget here, so we'll try to be very brief. The Whiting Committee met. The PDT met twice. The Whiting Committee itself met on November 3rd to discuss a number of issues that have been raised as policy issues related to development of the Whiting Amendment. As part of that, in the way of background, tell people that the service is developing an emergency action to implement ACLs and AMs for Whiting that will go into effect here at the start of the year. And that will basically parallel what the committee is doing in a broad stroke basis. If you have any questions on that, Maura Kelly's here. You can ask her about the service's emergency action. We are continuing to develop Amendment 19. As part of that, the timeline has been revised. That's the first item in your binder. Shows a revised timeline with the council approving the draft amendment being moved back to January 2012. If you have any questions on that, Andy Applegate's here. You may ask him those questions. The meeting summary is the next document. Describes in considerable detail a number of policy issues that have been raised by the service and the PDT. The committee addressed those, and if you look on the last page, you will see seven motions. I'll call your attention to a couple of them and then describe others in general terms. Motion number three, I'll read into the record because that's probably the most significant one. Move that for the northern area, there will be no total allowable landing sub-area allocations for Silverhake and for Redhake. Amendment 19 would include annual landings targets for the Cultivated Shoals area, the Small Mesh Exemption areas, and the Gulf of Maine Exemption area. Landings allocations that are considered to be management program targets rather than limits on landing for each area. This motion is intended to supersede Motion 14B, which we voted on at the last meeting. And basically what that does is it sets this up as targets in individual areas with the accountability measures to be referenced at the end of the fishing year when we see whether or not the total catch has been exceeded in all the various management sub-areas for whiting. And then you would have the same provisions that you voted on at the last meeting with various payback methods to be picked as preferred alternatives by the council. Further down, you have several motions that describe potential incidental possession limits for redhake that are being worked on by the PDT and several motions as to ways to proceed with them. Again, those will be fleshed out and there'll be an ability to pick preferred alternatives in January. That's a quick and dirty summary of what the Whiting Committee has been up to. If anybody has any questions, we'll be happy to answer them.
Questions, anyone? Gene?
Just to clarify for the record, it's actually a secretarial amendment, not an emergency. So,
my apologies. If I'm lucky if I could even read the page.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. You're off the hook, Andy. That gets us to the end of the agenda. Before everybody leaves, I want to make sure everybody knows, I'm sure everybody knows that Pat, this is Pat's last council meeting with us. We would like people to gather in the bar if you would like to have a drink and chat with everyone for Pat, and there will be a cake there. Pat didn't want any huge long speeches, and I'm not sure how cake and alcohol go together, but it sounds awfully good right now. So we'll see you all in momentarily in the bar. Thank you.